April 16th, 2005.
It's been moved that we accept and approve these minutes of April 16th, 2005. It's been now seconded. Is there any discussion? Have people had a chance to review these minutes for accuracy? We have great trust in our secretary. But any comments? Seeing no discussion.
I'd like to move to delay approval of these minutes until the next meeting. I don't know how many people have read it, but if we don't have a majority of people that have read them, I don't think we should approve them.
They were sent out about 2 weeks ago. Okay. Email form.
Are you? Okay, we're treating this as a substitute motion to the motion to approve.
No, it's a motion to table for the next meeting. Moving to table approval of these minutes until the next meeting of the LSC.
Okay, well, let's discuss that. Okay, and it's been seconded. Is there discussion over tabling approval of the minutes? Go ahead, Jen.
I'd like to table that motion until the end of the meeting, because hopefully we can read the minutes during the course of this meeting and approve them before the end of the meeting.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now let me just see. Okay, let's go on with the discussion. Israel?
Just briefly, there are 18 pages. It's so hard to read that, even scan it during the course of the meeting.
You know, I'm going to rule, we have a motion to table. I'm going to rule Jan's motion out of order, and I think we should either approve or wait till the next meeting. So it's been moved and seconded that we table the approval till the next meeting. Any further discussion? Seeing, yes, go ahead.
The minutes themselves are not 18 pages long. The 18 pages are the appendices. I mean, you know, most of it is the committee report, the wording of motions, the agenda, and things like that. The finance report. The minutes themselves are maybe are 4 pages long. And basically outline form. They're not hard to read.
All right, any further discussion on the motion to table the approval? Seeing none, I think we're ready to go to a vote without further discussion. We don't need to go to the question. Those in favor of tabling the approval of these minutes until the June meeting, raise your hands. Oh, okay. One, two. Dave, are you voting?
I changed my mind when I read them.
Okay, two. Those opposed to that motion. Okay. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 14 against. Motion fails. Let's go. Abstentions. One.
Three.
Abstention. Okay. One, two, three.
No, I'm not abstaining. I have a question.
Okay. Now we're returning to the motion to approve, and it has been seconded. Further discussion. Dave?
Minutes should say who submitted them, and that's the one thing I don't see. Did you do it? Are these from you? Okay.
Yes.
Move to amend the minutes to indicate
that.
No objection.
Okay. Any further discussion on the motion to approve? Seeing none, let's go.
Did we just approve?
We didn't vote, did we? Those in favor of approving these minutes signify by raising your hand.
Amended? Wait, there's an amendment.
Oh, excuse me. I was talking to an interpreter, so.
I don't think there's an objection to the.
Okay. The chair recognizes hands down. I didn't see Terry's hand. Go ahead.
I just moved to amend the minutes to indicate who submitted them.
Second.
I couldn't hear what you said.
Oh, he moved to amend the minutes. to show who submitted them. And it was seconded. Any discussion on that? Seeing none, those in favor of that amendment, raise your hands. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Opposed? Abstentions? 1, 2, 3.
I wasn't there.
That's right. Good point.
Yeah. We're just amending that you submitted them.
The motion passes and will indicate who submitted them. Now let's go to the main motion. Those in favor of approving the minutes as amended, signify by raising your hands. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Opposed? None. Abstentions? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Thank you very much. The motion, the minutes are approved.
I am to be recognized?
Yes, Terry.
I don't think there's a better place in the meeting for this because it has to do with approval of minutes. I would like to move that at our next meeting, after a quorum is achieved, we go to a closed session for about 10 minutes for the purpose of approving the minutes of the closed session today and consideration if they should be unsealed.
Is there a second to that motion? Just for Terry's benefit, the executive session was adjourned to a time certain, 1 hour and 15 minutes before the June meeting. So what I believe we should do is take it up at that session.
Yeah, there's no second to my motion. Yeah,
that's right. Lacking a second, we will consider that motion.
Dead.
All right, now let's go to a point of information from Israel.
In regard to Terry's motion, should we not at least make a brief statement as to the general nature of that closed session? Is that not part of our procedure?
Yes. I'm going to just address that. We're not going to do that now, but I would like listener sponsors to know that the bylaws dictate that the chair make a report and invoke the section of the bylaws that he used to declare an executive session. And that will be done. Inasmuch as that executive session has not been finalized, it's a continuing process. We won't make any statement tonight. Margaret.
Not on the topic, I'm afraid, but I just wanted the meeting and have to be reflected in the minutes to remember that today is the birthday of Malcolm X, and wanted in some way for our meeting to recognize that and honor that, you know, in some way.
Okay, would you like to make a motion that we dedicate tonight's meeting to Malcolm X?
I would like to make a motion that we dedicate tonight's meeting to the spirit of Malcolm X,
All right. It's been moved that it's been moved that tonight's meeting reflect the spirit of the contribution of Malcolm X. Is there a second? Okay. Chair will entertain a motion to accept by acclamation. Is that possible? No. Okay. One moment then. Let's go to discussion of this very briefly. We have a long meeting, so let's be very, very brief.
How about
is this
in the opposition?
What is this?
I'm in the opposition.
Well, let me recognize David.
We don't need to let everybody,
I don't want to say yes. We don't need that. Let's get on with this meeting.
no objection.
Okay, then
objection. I would like the motion to be that we would like to register our honor for the memory of Malcolm X and his work. I'm a little concerned about saying that this meeting somehow follows in the spirit of his work.
Okay, Margaret, do you have any objection to that? Because we don't want to spend a lot of time on this.
Yeah, I don't want to spend a lot of time on it. I'd like Malcolm X to be recognized in some way.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, a friendly amendment and get on.
Okay. You know, the chair is going to ask for the indulgence.
By any means necessary.
Okay. The chair is going to ask the indulgence of the group. Yeah, okay, go ahead. Great.
Margaret Prescott moves that we dedicate this meeting to the legacy of Malcolm X.
I just want to say that the LSC register would like to express that it honors the memory of Malcolm X and the work he did for social justice and black liberation.
Okay.
Is that acceptable to the maker of the motion? Yes.
No,
the second.
I
put your hand down.
Okay.
You know what, ladies and gentlemen, we don't have time for this, unfortunately. We're all on the same page. We know the spirit.
Make it so
okay, successful. Those in favor of the motion signify by raising your hands. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Opposed? Abstentions? All right, we're going to move right ahead, and thank you for that.
John, I'm sorry, did you do a roll call for this meeting yet?
Yes.
Oh, okay, because Julie Rodriguez
Yeah, we said you were here.
No, Julie Rodriguez is on her way to North Carolina.
We know that. It's on her way
to North Carolina.
To North Carolina. All right, I'm going to ask you to go to agenda item 1, motions for excused absences. I actually do not recall. We do have one left over from a prior meeting. Lydia Brisson had asked for an excuse to a meeting, which may not have been voted. Do you remember the date of that, Lydia?
It was the last meeting when I was at Kaiser with the butter and
that's right.
Everyone can already know.
The chair will entertain a motion to give Lydia Brisson an excused absence for the last meeting. She was hospitalized. Is there a second? Any of
ICU or
let's not go there. Any discussion?
None.
Seeing none, those in favor signify by raising your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Opposed? Abstentions? All right. Let's go to agenda item 2, comments by the chair. I'm going to make these very quick. I'm going to make these very rapid if I can. First of all, I want to acknowledge the presence here of our newly elected secretary, Carol Neely, who was elected at our last meeting. She is not an elected LSB member, but was elected by the board from listener sponsors to be our secretary. Thank you for getting involved and participating, and welcome to Carol. Secondly, I want to acknowledge a couple people who have really helped. Carl Gunther has put together, I mean, we are going to help finance it, the financing, the effort I want to acknowledge. Carl Gunther has actually created an interpretation system where non-English speakers can have FM units anywhere in the room and receive translation. Thank you, Carl. The check is in the mail, of course. I want to acknowledge Jennifer Kaiser. Is she still here? She may have left. Jennifer Kaiser has done work in recruiting interpreters and also translating some material. Thanks to Jennifer. And also, doing interpretation at this time is David Perez, who's actually interpreting for non-English speakers. And he is really collaborating with us. We deeply appreciate that. And Beth Cristales from Cal State. Is Beth here? There's Beth. Beth Cristales, whose family is connected to El Rescate, and she is a professor at Cal State University, Los Angeles, and an active activist to defeat CAFTA. And also Angela Celine, I don't know if Steve's here. She will also be doing some translation, so they'll take turns. Now, people might say, the last thing I'll say here, people might say, but there are so few. But the reason that we're making a big deal out of this, as our compañeros and compañeras from the community here, that we're making this available, we think there will be an escalating involvement of non-English speaking Latinos and so we are really indebted largely to Rodrigo Argueta, who carried the motion for this. And I hope I haven't left anyone out there. Right. Thank you, Rodrigo. The last thing I'll say before we go ahead, the next meeting is scheduled for June 18th. That's the same date as the Pacifica National Board meetings in Berkeley. So later the chair will entertain a motion to move the June meeting from June 18th to June 25th, which is a Saturday. Be thinking about this. I'm hoping there's no big conflict on the 25th when we discuss the June meeting. We have to think in terms that some of us will be probably in Berkeley for that meeting, for that date. That concludes the comments by the chair, and let's go to agenda. Yes, go ahead.
Do we have a time, Peter?
Yes, we
yes.
do.
Okay. Well, we're already over time.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we started late, too, so this is tough.
You can tell in the 7 minutes we started work. This
yeah, that's right. We're really over time.
Can there be a limit on how long people can speak? 2 minutes?
There's a proposal that we limit people to 2 minutes.
Or a minute and a half?
No, 90 seconds. We always do that.
Fine.
Okay, the proposal is 90 seconds. Is there any objection?
No.
Okay, and you'll be...
I am.
Okay. Let's go to agenda item 3, whole business. The Hustler letter. Is there a report from the committee that was doing that?
I distributed the letter last time. I did not bring copies again.
No.
Someone does have
them, but that's not their letter.
Okay, maybe I could direct your attention to this. Now, Sherna, this does not replace that letter. And I don't know. We should actually deal with with the committee's letter first.
It wasn't the committee. As a result of the conference call, that we had some agreements. And we had discussion in the email with the group of people. I drafted something. I have a few copies. I assume people keep things that were passed out that we didn't get to in the previous meeting. And obviously they don't. I summarized in an email to all those who were on the conference call what the agreement was. And that was that there would be honored discussion, etc. I don't know where we go. People don't bring things.
Do you have the letter?
Could you summarize it, maybe?
No, it's a really short letter. If you have it, you can just read it.
Yeah, and excuse me just a moment. For the benefit of listener sponsors, the issue we're discussing is an attack on a reporter programmer at KPFK by Hustler Magazine. A controversy broke out between this individual, Ara Bogado, and Hustler Magazine, and she was depicted in the pages of Hustler Magazine in a very sexist, vulgar way, and we're talking now about the board's response to Hustler Magazine in defense of our programmer, Ara Bogado. Go ahead, Sharon.
Okay. Shortly after the conference call, I sent the office of the board on the conference call. Received no reply from anybody. As a follow-up to our call, it would be that we decided to issue a public statement that focused on 3 points. Our commitment to the free speech of our programmers, our commitment to the transmission of the program, and some kind of statement that would appear to be an attempt to intimidate our through insulting caricature. And then I asked people, if are we clear about the intended audience? Am I correct? Are the 3 main points we want to emphasize? Are we clear about the intended audience? Let me know if I left out of the members who are on the call. I never received a reply. What I cashed out last time
three paragraphs. Should I read it?
Yeah, read it.
In the early 1980s, the Women's Liberation Movement was wrapped by division involving the issue of pornography, particularly on how to define it and assess its impact on women. For some, pornography was erotica, for others, it was equivalent to violence against women. Many of those who were outraged by pornography and its purveyors still, nevertheless, held a captured belief in free speech. Others sought to curb publications through various legal actions that amounted to state censorship. Regardless of our own individual and varied stance on the subject of pornography, as advocates of free speech and media democracy, we can both simultaneously condemn it and openly tolerate it in our midst. This means that we support its critics and the guarantee of the right of free speech, and we also support the right of its advocates to publicize broadly their stance. We do not, however, support the use of any medium to intimidate the critics for pornography, and deeply regret that Hustler magazine chose to vilify KKK and journalist Ara Bogata in a threatening, racialized, and sexualized manner in its February and April issues. Nevertheless, we do not believe that it is productive or serves our purpose to engage in an attack on Hustler. Rather, as an aggressive medium committed to social justice and to an examination of the forces that divide society and breed violence, we can best serve our listeners. I'm sorry, I'm going off the gas and standards. And I'll give you a copy of that. By using our airways to discuss the ideological and political divide among feminists on the topic of pornography. And while KPFK specifically might not have an institutionalized editorial position on the subject, beyond the defense of free speech, we remain fully committed to supporting any of our staff who choose to exercise their individual right to free speech, regardless of their position, so long as it adheres to the values embodied in the specific mission. Furthermore, we strongly condemn any implied threats against staff for their exercise of these rights.
You have a fan. Chair recognizes Jan Goodman and then Israel.
And then
Arturo.
Is it in order to make a motion to support that letter?
It certainly would be, I think.
Okay.
Yes.
I so moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded, so we actually have a motion to support it and make it the statement of the board. All right, now on the stack to discuss Israel. Go ahead.
I have a clarification.
Sure.
Well,
I don't know the information or clarification.
You know what? You know, let's put her on the stack. Put Donna on the stack. Let's see if we can.
Do we have time for this agenda item?
Yes. 20 minutes for the whole agenda item.
For all of it.
Yeah, for all of it. So we need to come to a resolution very quickly.
We've got 1 minute.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, Israel.
Yeah, to whom is this to be addressed, the one she just read, and how does it compare or comport or relate to the one on this sheet that was passed out at times by you, Don?
Okay.
But the key thing is, who are we trying to reach? How do we want to affect them? It isn't at all clear to me. And that's pretty relevant, I think, to be certain as to what we're trying to do.
Right. The statement I put out was just my own statement in case the board was deadlocked over other proposals, that it's more uncomplicated and does not deal with some of the issues in Sherna's letter. I will withdraw this.
No, I think we should take
both. We could actually have them both, but we don't have time to spend 30 more minutes on this.
I have a question on
women.
No.
Wait, all right, let's go to Israel. Okay, let me answer that. Okay. Okay. It's designed for the community, our listeners, sponsors, the public, and the effect it's supposed to have is to show that this board defends its community and defends its programmers. I don't think, I think the objective should be fairly obvious that the board wanted to make a statement to defend a programmer who was under attack.
There's no broadcast over our air is not to be published.
Until that hasn't been decided. It would have to be approved.
That's what I'm asking about.
Yeah, that hasn't been decided. So, okay, now who's next on the staff? Who's next on the stack?
Call the question, Harry.
Okay, the question has been called for. Is there a second to that?
Yes.
Okay, it's been moved, it's been called and seconded. Well, unfortunately, the question can be called at any time, but the idea, if people want further debate, they would defeat the question.
Point of order.
All right, David.
The claim that we are out of time, I don't believe, is fair given the amount of time allocated for all of this.
We have 8 minutes and 30 seconds into this item, so we have 12 minutes left.
Two more items.
Well, unfortunately, the 20 minutes was supposed to cover Hustler, listener sponsors on the LSB, and now Town Hall has been added to this agenda item. Therefore, we probably would have to extend. We'd have to extend for another 5 minutes. No, I understand that, but do you understand that he called? He had a point of.
That's still in order. It's called a question.
Well, no, I know that, David, but I had to recognize you had a question and it needed to be addressed.
Okay.
Those in favor of the question signify by raising your hands. When I say the question, those in favor of calling the question and ending debate should raise their hands now. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Opposed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Abstentions.
One.
The question has been called. We go to a vote.
Three.
Okay. Where are your pink cards?
That's true. No, excuse me. One moment. Technically, we have a rule here that we're still functioning under that we don't vote until public comment. So the secretary will note that this is a vote that should be taken right after public comment. Shall we move to...
No, there's two more on this issue, I think.
Okay.
Right?
The chair recognizes...
No, wait a minute. It passed. It passed. It passed. It passed. Let's move on. Yeah, but there may be other things on this subject matter.
Excuse me. Ladies and gentlemen. All right. The question has been called. The debate on that motion is ended. If there was another motion on my letter,
I'd make a motion to hear your letter as an addendum to go with Sherman's letter, committee's letter.
Or a separate letter.
I know, but I'm just saying we hear it and consider it.
All right. Is there a second to that?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. My proposal is that if the board approves this by majority, it would be issued by the chair in addition to the, if you do vote to approve the other one, in addition to the other one. I'll read it very quickly, and then I'd like... Pardon me?
Explain why.
Why would you have to?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you want to let it talk, then we would...
Yeah, okay.
But you want to...
The only... Okay, let me address that. I was going to move on, but there was a motion to consider this also. And so it was moved and seconded. Everyone has this, so I don't actually have to read it to you. You all have this. So the proposal is that we also vote it up or down after public comment and that we move the agenda. We have the text, so we don't need to...
Why are we voting on a personal letter of yours?
Okay, because someone on the board.
I just wanted the letter to be heard and considered as well.
We have it.
We have it.
Okay.
So if the vote
procedurally, I don't understand why the person that wrote the letter can't withdraw the letter.
He does. I can.
You offered to withdraw it. Why not? So isn't that enough? Isn't that 4 hours?
I'm going to withdraw it.
It is a great letter.
To withdraw it, whether it's good or bad. He offered to withdraw it. He said he wanted to withdraw it.
The chair brings the board door.
And I think
we're not going to have crosstalk. I'm going to make a ruling that we simply voted up or down after public comment along with the first letter, and I'm going to move the agenda.
Okay.
All right, Alan.
Yeah.
Point of order. Alan's question, why are we voting on a letter that you are writing? It is not a letter from the board.
Okay, then let's discuss it. Okay.
No,
I was. I'll explain. I need to explain it. It's going to take a moment, but I need to explain it. There was a feeling on the part of some board members that the letter that that was just put out by Sherna was complex and may not be acceptable to all board members. So they said, would you simplify this and write a letter on behalf of the board as chair? I said, I would do that, but I would only issue it, as it says here, if a majority of the board approved it. So I wrote it and handed it out. I think Kimberly is shaking her head, and there are others here who asked me to do this as well.
It's a fabulous letter.
And so I simplified the issues and declared solidarity and support for our... I'm perfectly willing to withdraw this, but a member of the board has actually moved that it be considered.
It's your letter.
Well, it's my letter, but I wouldn't issue it unless a majority of the board approved it. So to simplify it and to save time, I would suggest that we simply deal with it after public comment, voting it up or down along with the other letter.
Not a letter from the board.
Well, yes, it is. Have you read it? Well, I think it is from the board. If you'll notice the third paragraph, it says our board. Right. But I don't want to take any more time on this issue.
Point of privilege.
So it would be perfectly acceptable if someone had not move to consider it.
You have it back, actually.
Yeah, okay.
People that want to talk on it. Alan's had his hand up forever.
Okay, all right. Alan, go ahead.
Well, Kimberly and I both were unable to speak because our opportunity, because the question was called right when this went up. And I really consider this a pressing question, which is that I apologize for having been as busy. I have been the last month. People probably know here why, part of the reason I've been so busy. But did Aura respond at all? I know that she was emailed and she wasn't, and she didn't respond. I'm still of a mind that I'd rather get direct feedback from our audience. So I'm probably going to vote against all of these, even though I appreciate the gentleman of the letter. And Don, also, I know that a listener sponsor has also submitted something to us on the same issue. And I don't know what the practical matter is, but he also wants it to be considered for the board to vote up and down on. Can he propose that during the comments?
You know, I doubt that will be an order.
That wouldn't be an order?
It wouldn't be an order.
Well, then I propose that we include an up and down vote on it as well. It's what Raphael passed out. So we'll have three votes.
Oh, he passed up tonight?
Yes.
No, I haven't seen that. Okay.
Kimberly.
Okay, just really quickly, and we would have started with this, this would all be more clear. But I spoke with Sonali Kohesker and with Ara Bogado last week. Her wishes were that the letter not include other things such as the conflict about feminism in with pornography. That what she really was wanting from the board was support for her as a programmer. And so Sonali and I asked Don to write another brief statement like this that was really focused on the saying how horrible the attacks on Husker were and supporting Aura. She felt that talking about these other things were taken away. There's been discussions among listener sponsors on the board that are very upsetting to her on the email board, and we felt that we really need to pass something quick because otherwise we're condoning these statements that are being made.
Bill.
Well, I just think that this process is kind of indicative why sometimes it's frustrating to be a board member. What are the parts that people sit through this? Why didn't people give feedback? We made a decision to have a committee work on it. They send it out, they ask for comment, they don't get it. Then they get here, and then there's two letters, not a third letter. We didn't, I mean, you know, I haven't had a chance to comment on this. So if we wanted to change it, why didn't we just make the changes when that was up for discussion? If we felt it needed to be strengthened, shortened, why did we do this? You know, I think we should have one letter go out, not four, not two. We should have one letter go out that represents the feeling of this board, and that should be the strongest letter we can get. But I don't think we needed to do all this to make it complicated. Don, I don't think it was right to say, to undermine the decision that we made to have the, you know, this committee work on this. You know, we assigned it. What's the point of making that decision? We had hours of discussion, and we made that decision, and then we kind of just cut it, pull the rug out. I don't think we should operate that way.
You know, in the interest of time, it would be my hope that I think we can resolve this. I would like to withdraw my letter, and I would like to move the agenda and vote on the committee's letter after public comment. Is there objections to that?
Yeah, I object because I heard what Kimberly said, and I've also been in some conversations with Aura, and I can understand why she doesn't want to get involved in a whole committee thing. She's been really, like, I mean, insulted and humiliated, and I mean, I would withdraw, probably drop out from the entire everything if I went through what she went through in such a horrible public way. And I know she wants something moved on, and I think that that was a great letter that Turner wrote, but I also think that this very specifically says what Aura wants. And that's why I wanted to have them both together. They don't have to both come from the board, but I wanted to see this one go out too, even if it's just from the chair. And if you want to withdraw it as something from the entire board, fine, and go out from the chair, fine, I'll sign on to it. But I just feel strongly that you can't completely withdraw it, because I think it's very supportive of what it is she wanted. And I want to support her.
Okay, we have 20 minutes into the agenda.
Yeah, we have to bring this to a close.
I call time certain.
On what issue?
On this one. It's over. Let's move on.
Okay.
Yes. I don't think we can withdraw it because it's
yeah.
Been,
yeah.
Because it's been given to the body. So therefore, just do what you initially
yeah.
Said you're going to do.
Okay, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to rule, and then you can appeal the decision of the chair. I'm going to move the agenda and rule that both of these letters will be voted on independently of each other after public comment. And so we're going to move the agenda and go to
order.
Yes, go ahead.
Out of courtesy to the listener, they should hear the item before public comment so that they know what we're going to be voting on.
Well, we just spent all that time on it.
But they have not heard the letter.
Oh, my letter?
Yeah,
that's right. You don't have... You have this letter, don't you?
If they have it.
Anyone who does not have it, you can get a copy from me. Let's move the agenda. We're going to agenda item... actually, three listener sponsors.
Point of order?
Okay, now David Adelson has a point of order. One moment, David.
Donna called orders of the day, essentially, and that means
the
whole item.
Of the day.
Well, okay. I believe her call is equivalent to the orders of the day, which means that we're on number four now, unless somebody makes a move to extend time.
Right.
The motion to extend.
Okay.
We have 10 minutes for town hall meeting. You need to go through that.
Okay, we're on agenda item 3, and we're at B, listener sponsors on LSB. What Donna is pointing out is that we spent a whole 20 minutes on the first item, right? And it would take a motion to extend agenda item 3.
I'm not sure.
All right, how long?
5 minutes.
It'd probably be 10. Okay, is there a second? Okay, any discussion? Those in favor of extending, just raise your hand.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Opposed? Abstentions? All right, let's go. I think this is going to be very short. Listener sponsors on LSB committees. what we had, I had hoped is that when the listeners, when the committees give their reports, they would also tell us who have been attending their meetings and what individuals have been incorporated on their committees. But there are people, as Lydia pointed out, that have submitted their names to be listener sponsors but have not identified necessarily their specific committees. So I'm going to recommend that this agenda item go over to June, when we can have a full and complete report on which listener sponsors have applied for which committees. All committees will come in with their lists of listener sponsors that they've been working with, and so on.
We don't have time, we know.
Well, okay, the chair recognizes
okay.
Lydia.
Okay, the resolution and what the process was and what we put out on posted on the website was that all applications had to be sent to you or they could bring them to the meeting. The individual committees have never had any instruction to accept any applications, so none of the committees have any completed of these applications, period.
Right.
So even if we were to, as committee conveners, say who is, has been coming as a listener sponsor, they only incorporate for that meeting. It has nothing to do with this drawing. The problem today is also that Don doesn't have all those applications. He does have them, but not today. So I also support that we move it till next time because there are people who have not been coming to the committee meetings thinking that they're waiting to see if they're going to become voting members before incorporating. So I support it reluctantly.
Would you make that motion?
Yes, I make the motion that we table this until the June meeting as well, and that we will all call you to bring the applications for one thing, and that we will have a drawing. But if any of the listeners here who have not filled out the application, it's not an application to be approved. It will simply be folded and drawn from a bucket or a hat. And this is just for your contact information. It's not going to be evaluated by anybody for anything. And that's according to the resolution passed in February.
Now, the drawing would only occur if there are more applicants for the listener sponsor seats than there are seats. Because as I recall the motion, there can be as many listener sponsors on a committee as there are LSV members.
That's true.
Right. So the drawing would occur where more people are asking to be seated on a committee than there are seats.
No. There are no permanent listener sponsors on the committees right now.
No, that's true.
And there are no permanent... I mean, the additional members, other than the people who originally signed up, need to keep signing up if they're on the LSB in order to become committee members. And as soon as, then in June, we thought it was going to be this time, it will be permanent so that then we know what our quorums are for each meeting.
Sure. Oh, excuse me, Israel.
No, Don, will it somebody has said that the time for this item is over?
Okay, Israel, go ahead.
Lydia, either for you or else as an amendment. Oh, I am only a member of that committee. Only if we have adequate public announcements so that people know what's happening now and they have some motivation. Otherwise, it ends up as an incestuous or internecine kind of operation and it's not a point, very frankly.
Israel, it's been posted all of this time. That's not the issue today. We're not extending it because we don't have enough people applying it. We're extending it because we don't have the applications here to draw from.
But I'm saying in the interim of the next month, given what's happened so far, we're going to end up with very few people, and the user unless we have some announcement to a large public that people will hear and know about.
I call for the order for today. Time for this item is over.
Well, just a moment. We extended 10 minutes.
No,
has that 10 minutes elapsed?
10 minutes. It's only 7 minutes.
We have 3 minutes left.
It's for the town hall.
Yes, that's right. That's the problem. We have to get there, too. All right, sure enough.
I'm going to strongly object. We have told the listeners for 2 months now that we were going to see permanent listener members on the committee. Then we extended it 1 month. I suppose that instead you give each committee the number of applications that you have, and then the committee do a drawing at their next meeting so people can be seated. We have strange and three people sitting along for 2 months now. It is totally unfair.
That would be workable.
Second.
Yeah. So it's really, maybe we don't have a motion. We could just agree here that the applicant, pardon me? Okay, a motion. It's been moved and seconded that the chair transmit to the committees the applications, those who have identified the committees they want to be on, to those committee conveners. Is there any discussion?
And that those be drawn at the next meeting of the committee so that people can be seated.
And that, may I also add that the LSB members who want to join that committee show up at the next meeting of that committee as well. And then that you will call those that haven't specified the committee to find out which committees they want to be on so that we don't lose those applicants.
Okay, is there clarity over this motion? And you're still seconding all of this, Terry.
Yeah.
That the chair distribute to the committee chairs and conveners the applications that indicate which committees they want to be on, and that people who simply submitted applications without indicating their committees, that we call them. I'll get some people to call them and find out what committees they're applying for. Is there any other discussion? Now we have Casey is on the stack. 1 moment, Casey is recognized.
Listeners have said to me that they have not been able to download the application from the website. They've been to the front desk and the applications are not available, and the committee meetings are not available. So we need some way to go.
They can't download it from the website.
And we have them at every meeting here as well.
Every meeting.
And we'll get some. Can you take responsibility to getting these to the reception desk at KPFK?
No, it should be somebody that's going to the station.
I can get it on the web.
Yeah. Okay, I'll take them then. Just leave them. I'll take them.
Yeah.
Any further discussion on this motion? All right, Israel.
At this point, in your memory, how many applications do you have still?
You know, it's not a lot, about 20.
And also, is it not true or is it true that anybody may join or apply to join even at a later date, or just for foreclosing of the...
Time is over for deciding. Closing.
So anyone doesn't join, if there is, cannot join later on?
Well, let me just ask. The motion, if there are not as many listener sponsors on a committee as there are LSB members, could that committee fill the unfilled seats even in June or July?
Right, but there will have to be a subsequent motion that we'll consider at the
right.
next meeting. Right now, we don't have time to deal with a new motion to change the resolution from...
Okay, I want to go to a vote. Ed?
Just very briefly, there's at least one committee, the obvious committee, that does not hold with that because we're outreach, we're not deciding policy, and we welcome anyone that wants to work. So we're more than welcome.
Right, and there'll be a report from that committee in just a moment. All right, I'd like to go to a vote. Those in favor of the motion, signify by raising your hands. Oh, excuse me. Wait, we'll have to have public comment. Would the secretary note that the motion...
This is internal.
It is very internal.
I don't understand why I'm...
But let's hold off. Just note that we'll be voting on the motion around listener sponsors on committee after public comment. I would like to entertain a motion to extend 5 more minutes just for a brief discussion, maybe three to five minutes on town hall meeting.
Whatever's
necessary.
Whatever.
Yes, but we've used those up.
Yes, 32 minutes and from this start.
And counting.
Yeah, but we used it up on the house.
Well, okay, let's not debate this.
10 minutes of that, 2 minutes of the time.
Let's not get this. May I have a sense of the body? May we take 5 minutes on town hall? Any objection? Okay, I'm going to rule that we take 5 minutes. I'm actually going to acknowledge the work that Ed Pearl has done. We've actually approached Professor Matthew Moon at LACC, Los Angeles City College. She's the director of social science. She also is advisor to the Black Student Union, I believe, and also is president of the faculty union at Los Angeles City College. She's facilitating a free venue for a town hall meeting. I believe now the projected date is July 9th, only because the original date came during fund drive, and the management said they could not promote a town hall meeting in June. So, Ed, do you have anything to add to that?
No, just we want to have a meeting of we welcome the old committee members that include some people sitting in the audience. That were part of the original town hall thing. It will be a very efficient committee. The idea is to get as many sectors of the listening community as many people as possible on a Saturday afternoon in this wonderful venue with a lot of parking between semesters. So we'll have free use of it. And but we'll have a committee meeting within, you know, we'll have, I'm happy to pass around something, and we want to be able to get ready to sign up, and we have Kimberly has volunteered to coordinate the effort. I'll let her take over, but basically I'm happy to pass out a sign up sheet, and it's really a wonderful thing, which people talk at the board, at the station, at the management,
My apologies, Kimberly. That's right. You are you're actually volunteering to coordinate the town hall meeting.
Well, I was going to, but I hadn't formally.
That's the rumor we're hearing.
Well, maybe we should pass around to LSB too. Who would like to be on a committee to plan the next town hall for the LSB and the listener sponsors?
Right. So town hall meeting designed to give listener sponsors a voice to the management and to the LSB. Okay, I don't think there's anything else. The projected date, I believe,
Margaret.
Margaret, excuse me.
Yeah, not specifically a big town hall meeting, but looking just down the road, but we wanted to mention it now that some of the African-American members of the board did get together among ourselves and made a proposal so that the Latino members of the board for a town hall meeting to be held in South Los Angeles, perhaps in the fall sometime, with a team that was focused on Black Brown unity. So we're glad that this particular town hall meeting is moving forward, and once we have that under our belt, we would really like to, you know, get going and to be in touch with the outreach committee. And but first of all, with the kind of Black Brown folks on the board to discuss and further flesh it out. So I just wanted to mention that and to be reflective. The outreach committee knows and the entire board knows.
Excellent.
May I ask a question?
Just a moment. We're going to have public comment very, very soon. Okay. Unless there's objection, we're going to move the agenda, and we'll be moving to agenda item 4, LSB committee report. And the first committee, now for those in the audience who aren't aware, the standing committees, the committees of this body, are under agenda item 4. We'll begin with a report from management review and evaluation. Who's making that report?
I am.
Margaret.
Everyone should have received a written report, an attached visit, a motion report for the management evaluation committee. Should I just read through it?
Yeah, maybe I could just say to our listener sponsors, the bylaws of the foundation direct the LSB to evaluate certain members of management, including the general manager, and that's what Margaret's addressing.
Okay, Bill, without reading, just tell me what happened, without reading the entire thing, just to underscore a few things. Unfortunately, what we're working on right now is the 04 GM evaluation that was never done, and it meant that the 04 board member is not in compliance, so it also means that the 04 board members are also the ones of the LSB that will be participating in the 04 evaluation. The 04 evaluation function is that all LSB members and paid 04 staff, as required by the resolution passed by the LSB, about 70 evaluation forms in the mail. There's a process that we have agreed to as of the last meeting, outlining what will happen when the envelope gets to Don White, etc. The committee attempted to contact the staff to remind them to send in evaluations. This was done by non-staff members of the committee. All were encouraged not to copy or distribute their evaluation forms and to be, you know, advised that the evaluation forms are to be kept strictly confidential and that no member of the management evaluation committee, the LSB or KPSK management, will receive the written comments in the original form. And if you read through this entirely, you see we have really worked out a system to really try to protect confidentiality because there were concerns about people's handwriting being recognized and the stuff. We also are proposing that, and I'll get to that motion later, but we thought that we needed an outside independent party and are hoping with the approval of the board that on May 23rd, a bonded or supervisory confidential test will be used to come in and in the presence of the committee as well as any staff or other LSB members who would like to or can attend, will separate the envelopes that have come in between the staff and the LSB and then open the outer envelope. Okay? Keep in mind that the evaluations themselves are in a sealed blank envelope. So what will be opened are the outer envelopes and labeled you know, which one's the staff or which one's the LSB, and then the temp off-site will type up and compile the comments for each item, and this way the LSB never sees the handwriting of people who have submitted comments. The outer return envelopes will be kept, and copies of the forms will be made, the amount of copies determined by how many copies are needed for the work of the committee. And all committee members and members of the election committee and the chair, very important, we felt, should sign confidentiality agreements. And that all copies, I mentioned that already, will be separated. The test will be given a few days to complete. We have asked the elections committee to get photocopies of the, not the originals, but to get photocopies of the evaluation, but only showing the numerical responses so that they're also not looking at handwriting, so that they would be able to tally by question the total using the key that was on top of the evaluation form, which is from 1 to 5, 1 being unsatisfactory, 5 far exceeding expectations. The entire LSB will receive copies of the type, compilation of the comments, and the tally. It has not yet been decided, once looking at the numbers tally, who should analyze them and who will write the summary. But whoever does this work, the entire LSB will have the data on which the report is based, so the entire LSB can determine whether any conclusions drawn are indeed reflective of the data. The LSB, as we all know, is charged with the evaluation itself. It's not the committee that's doing the evaluation. We also outlined the committee process, which I don't think I need to go into. Sonali has been the secretary. We have rotating chairs, a single convener to make sure that assignments are done in between work, etc. one, some of the problems that have come up is that the receipt deadline has picked up actually over the last few days for evaluations coming in, but it still is nowhere near the number of evaluations that have gone out, and indeed the majority of them, from what I understand, seem to be coming from the LSB as opposed to others. And some questions have been raised about the deadline of extending the deadline period, which was the 15th, and that period was extended to May 23rd, so people can still get applications, can still get evaluations in.